Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu King Sri Gopanima Mahotsava King Sri Gopanima Adivasa King Gopremanande Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. So, what a beautiful ceremony we just observed. So nice. Welcoming the Lord, inviting the Lord to participate and give His mercy. To give His mercy on this Gopanima day. I mean, tomorrow. Just in preparation, you could say, opening the door, opening the door to that festival. So thank you very much to all the pujaris and devotees who performed the Adivas so nicely. It was just so extremely beautiful. And now let us prepare a little further by having a little Gauranga Katha. This Gauranga Katha is so important to hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, in which he displays his qualities. The pastimes are not just pleasant stories, but they're situations in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead displays, manifests different qualities in very practical ways. And it is truly nectar. It is all just truly nectar. So let us, for the time being, for the next, till 9 o'clock, is it? Or, yeah? For the next approximately 1 hour, let us put aside all of our concerns about life and what happened today in this world, in my life, what will happen tomorrow, and financial concerns and health concerns and even family concerns. Shishi Radha Krishna Kadeya Shishi Gornitai Ke. And let us invite our mind. You should tell your mind that thank you very much, you've been working very hard. But now, please take a holiday. Tell your mind to take a holiday. It can go to the island for a while. Hare Krishna, Nandri. And yes, let your mind take a holiday. It's been working so hard. It deserves a holiday. And let us just open our hearts through our minds to receive the nectar of Gauranga Katha. And why is it nectar? Because the Lord is present there. He is personally present. And as we said, displaying different qualities. And in this way, if we surrender our mind, surrender our heart to the Katha, to Lord Chaitanya, to Srila Prabhupada, then that nectar will flow into our hearts and just overflow in our hearts. And it'll just be such wonderful, wonderful experience. It is so wonderful. You may have heard, you quite likely have heard, one little pastime from the Navadweep Mandal Parikrama. Navadweep Mandal Parikrama, when the devotees walk all around the Navadweep area for 1 week or so, and they come to one place which is named Hansa Vahan. Hansa Vahan. Just as a matter of interest, put your hand up, please, if you have been on Navadweep Mandal Parikrama before. I've been. Okay, a few of you. So as you go around, as you leave Godrum Dweep, as you enter Madhya Dweep, the middle island of the nine islands, as you enter from the north, you come to this place, Hansa Vahan. Hansa, of course, means swan. And Vahan means, well, it can actually mean a vehicle, even an airplane, at least if you understand Hindi or North Indian languages, when you go on one of the Indian airplanes flying around India, they do the announcements for the, to alert the passengers. They refer to the plane as a Vahan. But in this case, Hansa Vahan, that aircraft is a swan. It is a swan. So, one time, Srila Shukadev Goswami, who is the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, such a great, great personality, one time, he was going to recite in that place, northern Madhya Dweep. It's a little place called Nainasharanya, which it's named, you could say, after the original place where he spoke the Bhagavatam, or where the Bhagavatam was spoken. So Shukadev Goswami was going to recite not Srimad Bhagavatam, but the Gaura Bhagavat, the sacred narration of the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, Gaura Bhagavat. So the word, it happened rather quickly. It was not planned out in advance so much. But suddenly the word went out that now Shukadev Goswami will speak Gaura Katha. You must come. You must go there to that Nainasharanya in Madhya Dweep. And everyone was just running. And how will we get there as quickly as possible? Devotees, listen. What's the word for listen in Tamil? Kellinger. Kellinger. Kellinger? Approximately. Okay, Kellinger. Listen, please. Very carefully. Lord Shiva, he heard this, that the narration will start very soon. And he wanted to go as quickly as possible. But you all know what is the traditional vahan or carrier of Lord Shiva. It is Nandi the bull. And bulls are not famous for moving quickly. Once I went from our Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan to Radha Kund in a bullock cart, 1976. It took the whole day. The whole day. We left early. We got there. It was already dark. All right. So Lord Shiva, it was urgent how to get there as quickly as possible. So what did he do? He had to think very quickly. And he approached his father. Who was his father? Lord Brahma. He approached his father, Lord Brahma, and said, can you please, you know, at least in the Western world, sometimes the son, as a young man, he's got a driving license. He wants to drive somewhere. So he asked his father, please lend me the car, because he doesn't have a car yet. So Lord Shiva asked his father, Lord Brahma, will you please lend me your vahan? Because Lord Brahma, he has a swan. That is his characteristic sort of means of transportation. As Lord Vishnu has Garuda, who is also a bird, as Shiva has Nandi, as Indra has the elephant, Airavata, as Durga, Parvati, she has lion or tiger, sometimes she changes. So these different personalities have their traditional type of transportation. And Lord Brahma has the swan. And swans can fly quite fast. Much faster than Nandi the bull could run. So he asked his father, Lord Brahma, can you please lend me your swan carrier? And Lord Brahma agreed. And therefore he came flying in at top speed. In fact, they were moving so fast. If you go to that place, and if you go inside the temple, you will see there they have the deity. It's sort of this size of a swan. And on the back is Lord Shiva. He's sitting there with some other sort of associates of his who traveled with him. But the swan was moving so fast that Lord Shiva, he got swept back onto his back. He's just lying flat on his back because they're going so fast, just the wind just practically knocked him off the back of the swan. But he made it. And he heard the Gaura Bhagavat from Shukadev Goswami. And he was very happy. Very, very happy. So I'm just making the point there that this katan, it is very valuable. And while we're sitting here, we shouldn't think, like we said, let your mind go on a holiday. Rather, we should just give our attention and try to take in the katar, and then we'll find it's like nectar. But otherwise, if the mind is going here and there and this and that and what about this and what about that, then we will not. Not that the katar will not be nectar, it will be. But your experience of it will not be that it's nectar. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, he's very famous as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. And indeed, one of our great acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur, he sings in one of his famous songs, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Koromore. He sings one verse, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar Mosamo Patita Prabhu Na Paiveya, which means, you have descended as the deliverer of the fallen. That is your mission. That is what you're doing here. You're here to deliver the fallen. And me, Mosamo Patita Prabhu. Mo, me, Sama Patita. I am the most fallen. Na Pai Bai Ar. And therefore, my claim or my right to your mercy, it must come first. Others are not fallen enough. Yeah. Not that we should try to become more fallen so we can get the mercy more easily, but still it's a fact. In a certain sense, the more fallen, the more right one has to the mercy. So I want to tell you all one little story this evening. Well, maybe we'll tell you a few actually, but let's start with a very important story. Actually, it's a very beautiful story, which is bringing out the merciful nature of Lord Chaitanya and the merciful nature of his place, Mayapur or Navadvip, Dham. So much mercy. This story, it's a little, anyway, a little bit of a long story, it's not too long, but listen please. Kalinga. 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 Okay. Rompo Nandri. The story begins actually 5,000 years ago, would you believe, when Lord Krishna was present on the planet. And Lord Krishna performed the Govardhan Leela. You're all familiar with the Govardhan Leela. We don't need to go through that right now. So Govardhan Leela was there, among other things, to correct Lord Indra. Lord Indra somehow became very confused, and he committed serious offense against Lord Krishna and all the residents of Vrindavan. Serious offense. He tried to kill them. Isn't that a serious offense? Did you ever try to kill anyone? Anyway, it's okay, don't. But maybe you've killed an ant. Maybe you sprayed a mosquito or a fly or something. It's not so different, really. It's not so different. It's the same type of same category of activity. But just imagine, just think, devotees, if somehow, in some super extraordinary situation, somehow you tried to kill someone, particularly, let us say, a devotee. Just imagine. But then you realized, whoops, mistake, wrong person. I shouldn't have tried to kill him. I was chasing the wrong person. This is just totally hypothetical. But think about it. If somehow you ended up in that situation, what would you do? Would you go up to that person and say, sorry, won't do it again? Or what would you do? It's sort of, it's inconceivable, actually. So Lord Indra, suddenly, you know, like we said, it's a long story, but suddenly he realized he had made a terrible mistake because he tried to kill Krishna and Srimati Radharani and Mother Yashoda and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan and all the cows, all of them. He tried with great determination to kill them all and just destroy everything. What an offense is that? We cannot really calculate. So, but anyway, he came and surrendered to Krishna and apologized. And then he organized the big Abhishek bathing ceremony for Krishna at a place which is now called Govindakund, just next to Govardhan Hill on the eastern side. And at the end, when this whole ceremony with all the demigods and all the important people of the universe there, when everything was finished, he approached Krishna and asked him, have you forgiven me? Am I forgiven? And Lord Krishna didn't say yes, and he didn't say no. All he did was gesture with his head. Follow. It's, you know, very nonchalant. It's basically like, oh, go on, get out of here. something like that. But Indra took it, and it was true that Krishna had forgiven him. So off he went, Lord Indra, back to his heavenly planet, and life carried on up there. However, Lord Indra, now being vividly aware of how extremely serious his offense was, Lord Indra, even though he had been sort of forgiven, or it seemed like he had been forgiven, maybe, but he couldn't get it out of his head that, oh, I committed such offenses. I did it. How did I do it? It just sort of haunted him, this anxiety of my offenses. It just haunted him and haunted him, and he couldn't sleep. He didn't know what to do. So, what happened, devotees? Listen to this. Kalinga. 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 Please. What happened is, it's interesting. On Indraloka, on the planet of Lord Indra, there is one Surabhi cow. How the Surabhi cow got there, that's another story. But there is one Surabhi cow. And all the cows are dear to Krishna, but particularly the Surabhi cows are very dear to Krishna. And they're not just dumb animals, but they're intelligent beings. And they can talk. So the Surabhi cow, observing the condition of Lord Indra and his extreme anxiety about his offenses, the Surabhi cow spoke to Lord Indra. And the Surabhi cow said, "You know what? I know a place which is a place of Lord Krishna, but it is a place of a form of Lord Krishna who is especially supremely merciful. And as a result, the place is merciful too. It's just sort of saturated with mercy, just exuding mercy everywhere. So that place, it's a kind of secret place, but I know about it. And I know about that form of Lord Krishna who lives there, who is even much more merciful than Krishna himself." So Surabhi told Lord Indra, "My suggestion is you come with me. Come with me. I will take you there. And I will help you attract in that place." Well, in that place, there is a very special place within the place where the greatest mercy is. "So I will take you and I will help you approach that especially, uniquely merciful form of Lord Krishna, from whom you will get complete forgiveness. And you won't have to think, was I forgiven or was I not forgiven?" You know, he didn't seem extremely enthusiastic to forgive me, but I think he forgave me, but I'm not entirely sure. "But you will get from the supremely merciful form of Lord Krishna, you will get complete forgiveness, and then you will be completely satisfied, and then you can carry on happily and really put it behind you." So, Mother Surabhi, the Surabhi cow, she took Lord Indra to Navadvip Dham, just across the river from Mayapur. Mayapur is kind of like the center of Navadvip. Shishi Radha Krishna Kaneya Shishi Gornitai Ke. Yeah, Mayapur is the center, you could say, of the whole Navadvip area. And this, she took him to this very special place, just across what is now called the Jalangi River from Mayapur. On the other side of the Jalangi, there is a place, an island, it's one of the nine. I mentioned Madhyadweep, and if you remember that, we were talking about Lord Shiva coming to hear Gaura Bhagavat in northern Madhyadweep, the middle island. This is now Godrudweep. Godru. You know what go means, don't you? It means cow. And drum or druma means tree. The island of the cow who lives under the tree. This is Godrudweep. Just immediately across the Jadangi from Mayapur. So in they came. They came flying in from Indraloka. And there at that place was the tree. The tree. This big, special banyan tree that the island is named after, at least the Druma part. And Surabhi stood under the tree. So there you have it. Go Druma. She stood under the tree and she called Indra, come here, stand here next to me. And now you chant, I am going to teach you a new mantra. It is, you've heard of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is even more special because it is the name of this special merciful form of Lord Krishna, who is even more merciful than Krishna. So she told him, she told Lord Indra, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air, put all your hands. If you have more than two, put them up also. And she told him, take a deep breath. And she told him, you chant, you repeat after me, very loud as possible. But after me, you chant, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
He said loud, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Okay, let's not do that. I can tell you're tired. So there's Lord Indra now, under the tree. Gauranga, 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 just Gauranga, just on and on. And sure enough, who should appear but Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in front of Lord Indra. And when Lord Indra saw Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, the Lord was so incredibly beautiful, even more so than Lord Krishna. How could that be? Because Lord Gauranga is a combined form of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So when you get the Krishna on his own, totally amazing. You put the two of them together, inconceivable. Completely inconceivable. Even more beautiful. The combined form. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. So Lord Gauranga appeared there. Lord Indra, who had seen Krishna before, of course. He had seen Krishna quite a number of times, actually. When he saw Lord Gauranga, though, Lord Gauranga was so beautiful. And just his mood was just emanating so much mercy that Lord Indra became just overcome. And he collapsed on the ground, trying to chant Gauranga, but struggling because his whole system was in such an excited state from having darshan of Lord Gauranga. Let's turn the fan on again. But maybe turn... Oh, it is on. Sorry. Just turn it slightly towards me. Otherwise, I may melt. Ice cream nuts. Okay, that's it. That's it. Thank you. Sorry. Our temple co-president and I, making him the fan. Sorry. So Lord Indra collapsed on the ground in total ecstasy, just begging Lord Gauranga, please forgive me, please, please forgive me. And trying to stand up, but he couldn't stand up, just too overwhelmed. And then Lord Gauranga, after a minute or two, he bent over and tried to pick him up, and told him, you're forgiven, you're forgiven. But Lord Indra just collapsed on the ground again. No, no, no. What I did was too bad. I don't know how I can be forgiven. Please be kind. And Lord Gauranga picked him up again. You're forgiven. But Lord Indra said, how could it be? What I did was too bad. And he fell to the ground again on Lord Gauranga's lotus feet. And in the end, Lord Gauranga just picked him up and embraced him and told him, you are forgiven. And then Lord Indra understood, that's it. I received the mercy. I received the mercy. There's actually a bit of a long story we could have told you. We could have just done the whole program about that. But that's the essence of it. And then Lord Indra went back to Indraloka with Surabhi, and he's still there. He's still there. But the thing is this, in this regard, Lord Chaitanya's Patita Pavan. Patita Pavana Hetu. Hetu means the cause or the reason. Patita Pavana Hetu. The reason for your coming is to deliver the most poor. So the thing is this. I already asked you if you tried to kill someone. None of you tried to kill anyone. Except, what, a few cockroaches, perhaps. Or, you know, something like that. You know, this is another long story, but Srila Prabhupada, when we first got Bhaktivedanta Manor outside London, 1973, there were many mice. And the devotees asked Prabhupada, well, Prabhupada told the devotees, don't kill the mice. So what to do? Prabhupada said, keep the place clean and they'll go away because they are here for the food. They're not here for the association. The Sadhu Sangha. So the devotees kept that place so clean, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Four or five times a day, they cleaned the whole place. The whole place. But the mice didn't go. And we thought, maybe they are here for the association. But then one devotee got a brilliant idea. You know the idea he got? Get a cat. So we got a cat. And we named the cat Nrisinga Devi. It was a female. Anyway, I'm deviating. So the thing is, We may not have tried to kill someone, although I'm sure there's no one in this room who has not killed, you know, a cockroach, a fly, an ant. You know what I mean? Yeah, and it all matters. They're not just inconsequential. It all matters. So we've all committed offenses of that type, even the most extreme type, killing. We've all done it. So what to do? Well, of course we should chant Hare Krishna. But it's a very good idea, at least once in your life, and actually more often, to visit that place. It's called Surabhi Kunj. Kunj meaning grove of trees. The tree is not there any longer, because that was 5,000 years ago. But the place is there. They know where the place is. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura identified the place where that tree was, where Surabhi was standing, and where Lord Indra appeared to Lord Gauranga appeared to Lord Indra and forgave him. So we should go. And you know, when Lord Nityananda established the Namahatta movement, after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, you know, before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, they started the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And sometime after, some years after, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and left Navadvip. And Lord Nityananda went with him to Jagannath Puri. But then Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda back and told him, develop the preaching movement in Bengal. So he did. Lord Nityananda returned and he started the preaching movement again, but specifically in the form of the Namahatta movement. They were doing Harinam Sankirtan. They were speaking to people. But particularly, the very special feature was the Namahatta movement. So when Lord Nityananda established the Namahatta movement, the headquarters was at that place. Because that is the place where the mercy is for the offenders, the aggressors, the nasty people. That's where the special mercy is. And then after the time of Lord Nityananda, the movement continued, but then it did deteriorate, actually. In fact, it deteriorated considerably. But then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and he restarted the Namahatta movement. And when he did it, he made his headquarters at the same place. Right there. At Surabhi Kunj. I think it means something. I'm sure it means something. That special place in, you know, that one special place in that most special area, but that very special place where there's mercy for the offenders, Surabhi Kunj. Okay. So anyway, that's a nice little story. Let us mention a couple of other things. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Kanaya Shishi Gormitai Kijai. Okay, here's something. Here's something. Listen to this. Now, you may know the story. In fact, it's very likely you know the story. But I just thought I would tell you anyway, because Srila Prabhupada said, repetition of a good thing is good. It's not boring. It's good. The more you go into the same subject matters in Krishna consciousness, the more you get out of them. And it enhances what you already know about that subject matter. So I want to tell you one story. Please listen. Kailan Gar. Kailan Gar? Is that okay? Maybe next life I'll be in Tamil. Alright. So when Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, because when Lord Chaitanya was a child, in fact, more or less up till the time he left home and took sannyas, he was not known as Chaitanya, he was known as Nimai. Everyone just called him Nimai, 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 because he was born under a neem tree. So, one day when he was a small boy, one traveling mendicant came to the house of his parents. Lord Chaitanya's parents, Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi. He was a very sincere devotee, and he was carrying with him a Gopal deity. You know, one of these Ladu Gopal, little Krishna on his hands and knees, holding a Ladu. So he was traveling around like that, and now it was the evening. So he asked Jagannath Mishra, could I stay with you, please, overnight? Jagannath Mishra was extremely happy. And, you know, I haven't offered any bhoga, any food, to Gopal today, because I've been traveling so much. Could you facilitate me? Can you give me some bhoga? Some food, some vegetables, things I can cook and then offer. And Jagannath Mishra said, of course, of course, and gave him ingredients and utensils and so on, and the devotee cooked. And then he put Gopal on the altar, and when everything was cooked, he put it on the offering plate, put the plate in front of Gopal, bowed down, head to the ground, as we do, rang the bell, and chanted the mantras for offering. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasada, or whatever mantras he used. So there he is, down, he's down, head on the ground, on his knees, he's ringing the bell, chanting the mantras. Suddenly, from the altar, he heard some sounds, devotees. He heard some sounds, some eating sounds. Some eating sounds. Chomp, chomp, slurp, slurp, or something like that. And he thought, what is going on here? So in the middle of the offering procedure, he looked up, and what did he see on the altar? It was little Nimai eating off the plate happily. Oh, how nice! But the devotee, traveling mendicant devotee, He didn't understand at all. He was shocked. What are you doing, little boy? What are you doing? How can you do this? It's terrible. And Lord Chaitanya looked at her like, what? What are you talking about? You called me to come and here I am. What's your problem? The devotee it didn't register at all. And he called Jagannath Mishra, who got really angry. And he assured her, you cook again, and I will personally lock up this child and stand guard with a stick. So you just don't worry. Please go ahead. I'm so sorry. So he did. The mendicant was a bit disturbed. You know, maybe the Lord doesn't want to accept my offering. Anyway, he cooked. And, after whatever, half an hour to 1 hour, the offering was ready, some different preparations. And I believe he was a South Indian traveling mendicant. So there was some dosa and coconut chutney. Paper dosa. Paper dosa. Just so thin. So it's all on the plate in front of Gopal. And the mendicant is bowing down again. He's chanting the mantras again and ringing the bell. But then again, after some half a minute, he heard the eating sounds again. He heard the crackling sound of breaking up the paper dosa and various other sounds. And he looked up and he couldn't believe it. It's little Nimai again. Oh my God, child. Why are you doing this? What is it, child? What's going on? And Nimai said, listen, you called me to eat. I'm eating, as you said. What's the matter? But he couldn't understand. And he called the father again, Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra was just too angry. He said, look, you must please do it again. Now it's getting late at night. Do it again. I'm going to send this boy to our relative's place on the other side of town. And I'll send a whole crew of security people and the police to guard the door of a room which has no windows, only the door. There'll be 10 of them there by the door. He'll never escape. Oh, all right then. The mendicant agreed, all right then, if you insist, I'll cook again. So he did. And what did he cook this time? Anyway, he cooked again. And again, plate in front of Gopal, bowing down, ringing bell, chanting mantras. And what did he hear? Oh, he heard more eating sounds, chewing drumsticks. Do you call them drumsticks here? You do, yeah? You just chew it and put it out. Chewing on drumsticks and, yeah, things like this, a little burping. And he looked up again, no, it's too much, it's impossible. How could it be? Krishna doesn't want to accept my offering, it's this rascal child again. So he just confronted Nima and said, listen, why are you doing this? You know, this is terrible. You really shouldn't do this. It's very bad. You're meant to be a good boy from a good family. And Nimai said, listen to me. This is the third time. You keep calling me to eat, I keep coming and eating, and you chastise me. What's wrong with you? What are you doing? And the poor mendicant, he didn't know. He was just about ready to give up and commit suicide. And then Lord Chaitanya manifested himself as Gopal. And the devotee saw this and he just collapsed in ecstasy. Yeah. But then Lord Chaitanya told him, it's interesting. Lord Chaitanya told him, don't tell anyone about this. If you do, I'll destroy you. But still we got the story, so he did tell someone. Maybe he went until after Lord Chaitanya left this world. Anyway, I don't know about that. But isn't that interesting? Isn't that nice? Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. And if we try our best to serve him, oh, he'll be very merciful. He'll be so merciful. Because when he sees someone who was just wandering around, wasting time, struggling in material life, when Lord Chaitanya sees someone like that become a devotee, oh, Lord Chaitanya is so pleased. He's just so pleased. He'll give you everything. He'll give you anything. He'll give you himself. As Vrindavan Das Thakur says, that for such a devotee, Lord Chaitanya will happily enter fire for such a devotee. Means dangerous situation. He'll happily enter fire. He'll happily become that devotee's slave. He feels so appreciative, so obliged to someone who comes from material life, but then takes up devotional service at his lotus feet, chanting the holy names, trying to spread his mission. So this is just to warm us up a little, just to get us ready. Tomorrow is the big day. But try to meditate. Maybe you can meditate on these little stories we've told you. And try and meditate, particularly on this point. How merciful is Lord Chaitanya to the fallen and the offended? And how much he appreciates when such people take up devotional service to him. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Gaura Premanande. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for Maharaj Sanatana. So, we very miss Maharaj. Tomorrow morning, Maharaj will be leaving to Jagannath Mandir to be dying for the Lord Purnima festival. So, we have a sweet darshan. So, please come forward. Okay, go to the board. Announce about the books.
Hare Krishna, I think most of you know already. Yes, for the benefit of those who don't know, Guru Maharaj has published a very good book, Govardhan.